Karen Conti is our legal eagle from Conti and Dolan. My gosh, Karen, so many questions here, but was he fired? Was Carlos Baker fired, or is he simply not on the job? What's the deal with that?
It's really hard to tell from the news accounts. My understanding, he's at least on leave, if not terminated. But, this is a new twist that is just really astounding. So the idea being this was an intentional shooting rather than accidental. And I'm certain that the Illinois State Police and probably other entities are in the process of doing a deep investigation into this and, you know, looking into the motivations, looking into the social media exchanges between the two of them. Were there any threats? And what was the forensic evidence with the shooting? Is it possible that this is an accident, or was it clear that this was intentional?
My gosh. And of course, her mom hired Antonio Romanucci, and Romanucci is well known in Chicago to take on these cases and usually does pretty well, doesn't he?
Well, he represented George Floyd, and he represented some of the families in the Highland Park shooting. So he has gotten involved very deeply in civil rights actions, police misconduct, and he is an excellent lawyer,
And how does misconduct factor into this? How does it play out in a civil suit?
Yeah, this is interesting because apparently this guy, he's only been on the force for a couple of years, but in his short span of time, he had five sustainable complaints against him, three resulting in suspensions and two resulting in reprimands. And this was during the time where he was largely on probation. Chicago police officers are on probation for 18 months following their training. So at that point in time, you know, they're not subject to any union rules. So it's much easier to terminate a police officer during that period. And yet he wasn't. Now, here's the thing, Lisa, if those incidents showed some sort of conduct that would make it more likely that he would have made this mistake, quote unquote, or this guilty of this intentional act, then that will tie into the liability. Meaning, let's just say that he was drunk outside his job, and this had nothing to do, the shooting had nothing to do with him being drunk. Then you can't really tie his misconduct to the cause of what happened here. But my guess is we're going to see some things that made him look reckless and that made him look like he had bad judgment. And in those cases, if he wasn't terminated and there was cause to terminate him, I think Romanucci is going to have a very good argument that the Chicago Police Department is civilly liable.
And it seems like maybe the motive would be, because in the lawsuit and what's being reported is they said that Rivera's death would prevent her from making disclosures that would likely destroy his relationship with his long-term girlfriend. Is that the establishment of a motive?
Well, it is. But again, the motive to do something like this is probably not going to be enough in that, just because he had an interest in seeing that she maybe, wasn't going to be able to talk about certain things, doesn't mean he shot her in the back. I mean, I think that they're going to have to go back and look at the ballistics, right? Look, what, you know, is it feasible that he made a mistake in trying to protect him and her both, you know, in this, this incident, this call, which was a very serious call. And by the way, the people involved, the criminals involved, are being charged with her murder.
So, right. And that seems to, that is puzzling to me, because he's the guy who shot her in the back. That we've established, right?
Yeah, but this is what we call felony murder. So if you start committing a crime, even if you're not the shooter, and the person involved, the police officer involved, gets killed in the process, whether it's friendly fire or not, the people who are committing the felony can get charged with a murder.
My gosh. And then in this lawsuit, it says Baker then, after shooting her, ran in the opposite direction and left her to die. The lawsuit says he failed to provide medical aid, call for an ambulance, or acknowledge he was the shooter. And I remember the story because I was so mystified by it the minute it became public that she was taken to the hospital, if my memory serves me correct, by another cop in a cop car. And I thought, why is she not in an ambulance? Well, apparently this guy didn't call an ambulance.
Well, that's a good fact if you're going to accuse him of doing this intentionally, right? I mean, how someone reacts after a quote unquote crime is committed is definitely relevant evidence. So if that's the case, then, you know, the prosecutors would have to put together a timeline, would have to put together the motive. How did he act during? Was it reasonable to shoot her in the back given the circumstances? And how did he act after the crime? And leave it to a jury to decide whether that is murder beyond a reasonable doubt.
Will he be charged criminally at some point if they do determine that he was responsible for the things that the lawsuit says he is responsible for?
It sounds to me like he could. And like I said, I really believe there's going to be a reinvestigation here. And I know her lawyer is an excellent lawyer, as I said, and I think that he is going to be doing his own investigation. He's got a stellar group of investigators that are, you know, probably rival what the police had in their, on staff. So I think we're going to see a lot of scrutiny here. And I think, you know, we're going to see charges if they can establish. And, you know, even if it's not intentional murder, maybe they're going to go back and say that this was reckless homicide or this was some sort of manslaughter given the situation.
Right. And apparently her daughter had reported to her own supervisors that this guy, her partner, had been reckless on the job. So that puts the Chicago Police Department at risk, doesn't it?
It does. And like I said, if he was reckless on five occasions that were documented and found sustained in the first 2 years of his working at the Chicago Police Department while he was largely on probation, you would think that they would have taken a look at him and done something to either get him better training or to take him off the force altogether.
Yeah. Yeah. He obviously did not deserve to be a Chicago police officer. Thank you so much for joining us, Karen.
All right. Take care, Lisa.
She's a person I want on my side if I need legal representation. That is Karen Conti from Conti and Dolan.